the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our study of Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, today and tomorrow, we finish up studying our subtopic of the doctrine of sanctification. And Friday, we will start a new subtopic. So look forward to that. But right now, we're going to hear a medley of beautiful songs. Are You Washed in the Blood? And Is There Power in the Blood? Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Child and forever I am.
Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, in Jesus' name, as we open thy word, the word that is the power of God unto salvation, the word through which we are sanctified. As we study thy word, enlighten us, encourage us, strengthen us, and may somebody, O Lord, who is not born again, be born again today, in Jesus' name, amen. For several days we've been studying sanctification. Now, the word sanctify, sanctification, sanctified, and sanctifieth. Now notice, sanctify, sanctification, sanctified, and sanctifieth occurs 28 times in the New Testament. Now, today I'm going to read the last four verses, and these four contain the word sanctifieth. On the last broadcast, we studied sanctified, past tense, sanctified. Now today, sanctifieth, F-I-E-T-H. Sanctification is an experience that occurs when one is redeemed by the blood. He is set apart. That's what the word sanctify means. But there is progressive sanctification. That is, the blood of Jesus sanctifies us when we are born again. We are set apart unto God. We're God's child. We're bought with a price. Then as we read the word and study the word and feed upon the word, we are sanctified day by day, and the word sanctifieth, F-I-E-T-H, progressively. You know, 1 John 1:7, the blood cleanseth. The blood cleans, the blood has cleaned, but the blood also cleanseth. The moment we believe, we are cleansed. That is, the split second that we believe in the shed blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Lamb without spot, the blood washes away our sin. The blood does not stop there. The blood cleanseth us progressively. Now, I want you to see, first of all, in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23 and verse 17. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? Now, the gold in the temple was sanctified gold. Let me read this again. Of course, in Matthew 23, Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees. I'm going to save most of the time today for the last reference because it is the most important one. But let me point out here that Jesus is rebuking these religionists who professed to be so much and they were not anything. They were poor, blind, ungodly religionists. Religionist, but not saved. They had religion, but they didn't have redemption. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Now that's verse 19. Same truth. Now let me read verse 17 again. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? Which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? Then, ye fools, which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? You see, the altar would not be if it had not been for Calvary, and the temple would not be had it not been for Calvary. I mean, all that occurred in the temple and all that occurred in the Old Testament economy would be vain, empty, without meaning, without power, if Jesus, the Lamb of God, had not died on Calvary. Now look at Hebrews 2:11. I read this verse yesterday because we have two words here in Hebrews 2 and verse 11. For both he that sanctifieth, now there's the word we're studying today, sanctifieth, and they that are sanctified, I pointed that out yesterday in the broadcast, the two words sanctifieth and sanctified. Jesus is the one that sanctifieth. He is the sanctifier. That is, apart from him, there is no sanctification. There could be no sanctification had it not been for Calvary. So there's the word the third time. Now, in Matthew 23:17, Matthew 23:19, Hebrews 2:11, and now Hebrews 9:13, and I say this is the most important of the sanctifieth verses. Listen to it. I tell you, let's read verse 11 to get the connection. Hebrews 9:11, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, do you see? Now, I want you to see this, beloved. This is not green gospel, green doctrine. This is not Baptist gospel, Baptist doctrine. This is God Almighty's doctrine. And I'm preaching on doctrine. I've delivered many messages on doctrine, and we'll continue. Now watch this. Neither by the blood of goats, calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained, O-B-T-A-I-N-E-D, past tense, it is accomplished, it is finished, nothing can be added. Having obtained what? Eternal redemption. Having obtained eternal redemption. I told you some broadcasts ago, I do not use denominational terms in my preaching. I do not use denominational terms. We have terms like a second work of grace. We have terms once saved, always saved. Now, the doctrine of grace is in the Bible. The doctrine of salvation is in the Bible. And the doctrine of saving grace is in the Bible. And the doctrine of eternal life is in the Bible. But these terms, a second work of grace, and once saved, always saved, and many other denominational terms do not help people understand the Bible. They just cause a lot of people to become irritated and confused. So I just use Bible terms. I just use Bible terms. The blood of Jesus purchased eternal redemption. That's the only kind his blood could purchase, because his blood is eternal. You see, Jesus could not save us or anyone. Let me put it that way. Jesus could not save anyone except with the eternal salvation that he provided. He does not have an inferior salvation. I beg you, I plead with you to hear me carefully and forget that I am an independent Baptist minister. Forget that, will you? And just remember that I have in my hand the Bible. And just remember that I'm not reading out of a Baptist book of doctrine. Remember I'm reading out of the Bible. And remember that I'm not giving it my slant. I'm reading it clear and slowly, and I'm reading it verbatim. Having obtained eternal redemption. That's the only kind he could obtain, because he's eternal. I'll die. My daddy died. You'll die. Jesus tarries. If your dad is not dead, he will die. Your dad may be living. My dad is dead. I'll die because I was born physically of parents that die. You'll die if Jesus tarries, because you were born of parents that die, but Jesus died to die no more. And in that he died, he revived, he came back, he conquered death. And he offered one sacrifice, never to be repeated, because he offered a sacrifice that need not be repeated, because it is perfect, flawless, and eternal. Now watch this. For if the blood of bulls and goats, the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh. Now, under the Mosaic economy, upon the order of God, through the men appointed and ordained of God, these bulls and goats and, of course, lambs and turtle doves and so on, they were offered and their blood was shed, and the sacrifice under certain conditions and on certain occasions was burned, and if these things, sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying thresh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, how much more shall the blood of Christ? And notice it does not say how much more shall the blood of Jesus. Now, don't misunderstand me. It was the blood of Jesus, but the word, or the name, I should say, deity is used here, Christ. Jesus is his earthly name. There are people on earth today named Jesus. That's right. Well, of course, there are some in America. And some dear people in other nations and other nationalities name their babies Jesus. I don't believe I know one, but I'm sure that I'm speaking to someone somewhere in the vast Gospel Hour congregation. I'm sure I'm speaking to someone that knows someone, maybe a relative, could be your son, could be your close relative, named Jesus. I think they pronounce it most of the time Jesus, and it's Jesus in the English. But you don't know anybody named Christ. You don't know anyone. I challenge you to produce somebody on earth today named Christ. Now do that. For instance, my last name is Green. Would I name one of my babies Christ Green? Would you name your baby Christ Smith or Jones or Brown? No. I don't know of anyone on earth named Christ. But there are young men and men and probably babies on earth today named Jesus. Now, Jesus was his earthly name, but Christ is his name of deity. And even though the blood that ran in the veins of Jesus was Christ's blood and the blood of God, the name Jesus is not used here, but the name Christ. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, now watch this very closely, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, now underline that, by means of death, not by means of life, not by means of miracles, not by means of his sinless nature or sinless life, no, but by means of death. Pay very close attention, beloved, to what I'm reading here. By means of death. By means of death. Now, I said sometime recently, of course, certainly it's not original, it's Bible, it's Scripture, Jesus did not come to this earth to work miracles primarily. He worked many miracles, but he was born to die. He was born to die. By means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, the Old Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. They might receive the promise. Now you see, they were promised in the Old Testament era, they had the promise that through faith, that is, when they offered these sacrifices, in faith believing, in the Lamb of God who was promised and would come in the fullness of time, they had the promise of an eternal inheritance, and it was a divine imperative that by means of death, this promise be kept and fulfilled. There was no other way for God to keep the promise. It was a divine necessity for Jesus to die. Now, I want to read this verse again, and then I'll talk about it, what time we have left, this 13th verse, and then the 14th verse, for if the blood of bulls and goats, the ashes of a heifer sprinkled unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? The blood of Christ. Now, I have been hammering, day by day, broadcast after broadcast, for many broadcasts, declaring and trying to drive deep into your heart the truth that everything we possess, everything we have, everything we are, everything we will ever ever possess and enjoy throughout eternity is by means of death. The death of the Lamb of God, the blood of the Lamb of God. We are redeemed by the blood. We are made righteous by the blood. We are made holy by the blood. We are sanctified by the blood. And by means of blood, Jesus is our great high priest. And as I said earlier in this broadcast, he does not have anything inferior. We are inferior. We are weak. We are imperfect, but Jesus does not have any blessing or any phase of spiritual salvation, redemption, righteousness, holiness, or any part of spiritual blessings that is inferior. He saves us with perfect redemption. He sanctifies us with perfect salvation, sanctification. He keeps us day by day with perfect salvation. He delivers us through the leading of the Holy Spirit, the perfect eternal Spirit. And he sanctifies and he makes us holy and pure and clean through the blood, by means of the blood. Now, I've read 28 verses that contain the word sanctify, sanctification, sanctified, and sanctifieth 28 times during the past broadcast, and I'm asking you now, are you redeemed? Are you redeemed? If you are, you're sanctified positionally. Positionally. If you're redeemed, you're sanctified positionally. Now, if you're not redeemed, you're lost. You don't need to pray for sanctification. You need to ask God to save you if you're not redeemed. And if you are redeemed, I ask you a second question. Have you presented your members as instruments of righteousness unto God? Are you sanctified, meet for the Master's use? Are you a vessel dedicated to his service? If not, do it now. If you're not redeemed, call on God to redeem you. And if you are redeemed, but you're not surrendered, surrender your life to Jesus now. Father, honor thy precious word that I've read today. And may some poor lost soul be saved, some poor church member, some poor religionist, may they be washed in the blood, redeemed by the blood, and may many believers surrender all to Jesus in his precious name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. You know, we have two very special months, being June and July. That's because in June, we celebrate Father's Day, and then, of course, on July the 4th, we celebrate our independence as Americans. And to celebrate both of those, I have put together our gift offer to you, a special salute to Father's Day and Independence Day. And it contains four wonderful items, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $15 or more. Now, as always, I ask that you can send more if you can. Pray about it. Ask the Lord's guidance and do as he directs. If you can send $25, $50, any amount that the Lord lays on your heart, I hope you will do that. And if you can send at least $15 and ask for gift offer you, then I'm going to send you these great items. First of all is the verse by verse study of the book of Ephesians, written by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, Ephesians was one of his favorite books in the Bible. He also did a verbal study verse by verse of Ephesians on the radio, and that is another part of this offer that I'll tell you about in a moment. But first, the book, the written study of Ephesians, is 233 pages long. It's a hard book separated into 26 divisions. It has a wonderful introduction, and he gives us the historical setting of Ephesians as set out in Acts chapter 19 and 20. He really loved this book, and you can tell because in the introduction he says, "To me, Ephesians is the holy of holies of the epistles." So it is a wonderful study of this book. Then we went back and listened to the verbal study that he did on the radio, and we've picked out a special sermon for Father's Day. We call it Honor Thy Father and Mother, and this we have put on a compact disc discussing Ephesians 6, 1 through 4 by my dad. So I know you'll enjoy that sermon also. Then, to celebrate our independence, we are sending you Songs of Liberty, 11 songs by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, starting out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we also have Onward Christian Soldiers, Battle Hymn of the Republic, America the Beautiful, Am I a Soldier of the Cross, and so on. Finally, Salute to America, a small book honoring America. I hope you will, after you look at it, you will order extra copies to share with others. So, to get all of this, just ask for Offer You and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.